It's okay.
All right, hey everybody, welcome to episode Fish of Music to Swear By, the podcast where I, Tony, invite good neighbors over to my house to listen to music with profanity. Joining us here in the Glory Hole Studios tonight, we have neighbor Brett. Neighbor Brett, say hi.
Sakat.
And a special guest, neighbor Jen. Neighbor Jen, say hi.
Hello.
All right, so, gang, anything interesting happened to you guys this week? Let's start it off. What do we got?
No.
I had something happen this week.
Let's hear it.
This is neighbor Jen.
I had a little thing happen this week at work. I was going to the bathroom.
Ooh, finished. plop, fizz, fizz.
All right, yep, that's that.
At work, going to the bathroom, finished my business, started to stand up, pull up the pants.
I like where this is going.
Plop, my work ID falls into the toilet. But either way.
So what do? Do you walk down to the security guard and ask him to get you a new one?
Well, I didn't. I was like, I already flushed. It's just toilet water.
Wait. So you flushed your work ID down the toilet?
No, I had flushed and my work ID fell after the flush. It fell like as I was pulling my pants up. I don't know. I don't.
Wait, so you flushed before you pull your pants up?
I did this time. I
was it a courtesy flush?
No, then you took a dagger. Courtesy flush.
You like totally I said, took a dagger.
We were both really quick.
Neighbor Jen, come on, dude. You took a dagger. That's fine.
The toilet water was relatively clean as far as toilet water goes, and I grabbed my ID out.
Oh, well, that's and easy picking. That's safe.
I'm, you know, rinsing it out, and out around the stalls walks out my coworker, and she goes, did you drop something in the toilet? And I'm like, what? She hadn't seen that I was, like, in the sink yet. She's just walking around. I'm like, yeah, my ID. She's like, I heard you go,
oh, nice.
So I'm a little bit mum about it for most of the day, and then, you know, we're
Go back. What did you do after you dug it out? You scrubbed it, right?
Yeah, I put the hottest water possible. I mean, I was in there for a few minutes afterwards scrubbing. Okay. I soaped it up 3 times because 3 is apparently the magic number. I thought that would make it work.
Oh, for sure. Anytime I drop something in a toilet, I wash it 3 times. No, wait. Is this a flat ID badge on a tether, or is it like the card in a little pouch?
I've got props. Does anyone want to touch it?
Oh, dude, get it away. Okay,
it is.
Hold on.
A plastic or laminated ID. It's on a extension, like a cord that can
it's
extend
like one of those
and pull.
Okay,
things.
Yeah. So the card itself couldn't really hold much. That would wash
no.
clean. But you know what kind of bacteria are in that little retracting tether thing, dude? That's there's Duke in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, later in the day,
you've got
I didn't think about that. Are you sure
like
you don't want to touch it?
Down your office. That
I didn't think
you
about
don't
that.
Want to even look at her
but,
shit's on.
Okay, so me and my nice cubicle mate, we're keeping it to ourselves, and then we're you know everyone's kind of not being able to work anymore because it's after 3:30, and we're all distracted and being goofy and kind of telling stories. This happens often.
Yeah, great American work pastime.
Huh? And it comes out. The earlier experiences of the day come out, and apparently I am the only person in the office who would have taken it out. Everyone else would have left it there. They would have left their face floating.
Everybody would know. I would have taken it out and thrown it in the garbage, wrapped in a napkin so nobody could see it.
Yeah, there's a couple
Otherwise
ways to
you're
go.
Like, oh, fucking
So now
Jen's
I am the resident,
the
like... I'm like the grossy. I'm the only one in the office who would have taken it out. Everyone else would have been, you know, a good woman and left their face floating up in the toilet. So yeah, I'm the grossy at work now.
No, actually, at first I was on their side. I'm like, Jen, that's gross. I would have left it in there. But somebody coming in dooping on your on your face, I would have taken it out too. But I might have gone Brett's direction. I might have actually thrown it away.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on your coworkers.
I really wanted to see if you guys would like touch the ID. I do have to say I got a new cord. It's clean, but I got it like. I mean, that was early in the week. I got the new cord on like Thursday, so I did carry it around for a couple days.
I call bullshit. Your coworkers, they would have fished it out in a second.
I think so too.
They would have probably thrown it away.
Yeah.
Although I'm with you though.
I had already flushed.
But.
Okay, I want to join in with Brett in that coworkers. Hey, Jen, coworkers, fuck you, my man.
Fuck you, coworkers.
They're full of shit. They
Okay, whatever. You guys want to know what I pulled out of the toilet at work one time?
Yes.
This just came to me. This is good. Okay.
Yes.
This is the baby Ruth, like, a la Caddyshack.
Don't go there.
Occasionally, I don't know how I ended up doing this at work, but I went for the biggest bathroom possible and the only private bathroom in our building. This private bathroom, I don't know, you know, it's a big room, door that locks, whatever else, And I go in there, and of course, some jackhole plugged it up to the nines. I mean, the Duke is still floating around
and you tried
slow.
To flush it, just like, maybe if I flush it'll be okay.
Did you turn around and leave?
No, I wanted the privacy. I wanted to be able to play a couple games in solitaire while I was sitting down.
But wait a second.
Did you bring
try
cards
to flush
in,
it
or
first?
Do you have like a really nice phone that you can play solitaire on?
I have a nice iPod that I play solitaire.
No.
I'm just picturing like cards laid out on the toilet.
Oh,
floor.
My knees.
I'm sorry to constipate your story here, but you went into a private bathroom, which nice. We all want to do at work. Yeah. Go into the little corner bathroom.
Wait, this is
the
not
only
the
way
see,
I can
this
get
is
privacy
not...
is if I have a key to the lactation room, which I
wait,
don't have.
Okay, guys.
So
wait,
you're lucky.
That's first, fucking nice because I want that too.
Oh, I've so
I,
often
there's
wanted.
There's no privacy at my place. Like,
you know what though?
If you're not a new mother, you're scum of the earth.
I think I'd make myself actually lactate in that room.
I would totally love to take a shit in that room.
Oh.
And that will be part two of the episode, Make Brett Lactate.
Right. Oh, I will. So wait, no, you went into this private bathroom.
No.
You
let me finish.
You saw a big pile of shit in there, and you just sat down and played your video game?
No, would you let me tell the story, Green Hat?
Oh,
yes.
Okay, first of all, it's not the CEO's private bathroom. It's just this leftover bathroom back by the machine shop that...
I didn't say it was the CEO's private bathroom.
Okay, so anyways, no... The bowl is full to the rim. Full to the rim. So flushing again is not possible.
So what
the
did
Dukes
you do?
Are circling like sharks around blood. So I grabbed the plunger.
Oh.
Okay,
Tony,
now wait. Listen,
very noble
hang with
you.
Me.
Thank
hang
you.
With me. Okay, I want to talk Home Depot for a minute. Now, guys, there's the little teeny weeny plungers that are like just half of a cup, like a C cup sort of, you know.
You need the ones that like taper in.
No, see, that's what I had.
Yeah.
The one, it's like a cannon. It tapers in and it's got little accordion hinges on it. So I put that bastard in there and I start plunging. Ka-woomp, ka-woomp, ka-woomp.
It splashed in your eye, didn't it?
No, get this. Okay, shut up, because this is where the
I've had that with some of my wife's dung before. That's fucking nasty.
You tell your story next, because wait, hold up. So I finally, all the water flushes out, and I was like, sweet.
I kissed this woman, by the way.
All this nastiness went out. I lift up the plunger and go to set it aside, and three big pieces of shit fall out of it.
Oh, see?
Onto the floor. All the Duke had been sucked up inside that horseshoe.
I know when you have one of those lip plungers, it's just like a big, it's like a fucking innie. Or Audi. It's just bad. It's...
So, yes, at that point, I called the cleaning crew. Like, I'm good enough to plunge a toilet, but when I spill the shit on the floor, not gonna do it.
Oh. My. God.
You're a bad worker.
You got a Duke story? Let's hear it. I want to hear how you got the poop.
Bad shitter.
How'd you get the poop in your eye?
Oh, well, we gotta take a break, because I need to get something to drink.
Okay, drink break. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, back from the refreshment and disgusting break. Brett, you going to tell your poop story or you want me to go with another one? Because I can one-up that last one.
I'll tell my poop story.
Good, I will save mine for another day. My fist.
So, like neighbor Jen...
I'm sorry, you fist?
Wow. Like neighbor Jen and neighbor Tony... I, too, look for a sanctuary to poop at while working.
Word to the brother.
That's not one, what I was doing.
Brother, oh, man.
Whatever there.
Let him talk.
Duncan Dingleberry is so... this is at a job eons and eons of time ago. One day, I was working late, as usual there. And so I go into the bathroom, and I'm like, I shouldn't check voicemail, but fuck, I got to do it. And I go up to the urinal, and it hadn't been flushed like all fucking day. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, should I flush it? I'm going to check voicemail. And I go, bleh, what's going to happen? So I don't flush, and I'm peeing, and then I'm like, okay, voicemail done. So I go to put my phone in the pocket of my leather jacket, and I look down, and I am urinating on my phone, and I'm only but I'm only halfway done urinating, and I'm like, oh shit. And as I look down, I'm like, ah, fuck. And then I went, well, it's in a day's worth of urine. I might as well finish up. So I had no choice. I mean,
you can't pinch it off, huh?
Well, I drink water all the time.
Okay,
so
okay.
Going. So I finally, you know, pinch it off, and I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, fuck. What do I do? And it's like 6 o'clock, so nobody's left in the office. I'm looking. I'm like, oh Jesus, I can't believe I'm gonna do this. Pull up my sleeve, reach in, grab the phone, go to the sink, turn the sink on.
How do you wash it?
Hot water,
scalding
soap 3 times.
Water. I throw the fucking cell phone
from personal
in there.
Experience.
I go to the other sink. I wash my hands 3 times. And then I go back, I grab the phone, I turn it on, and it's still working. So I wash it with like the most soap ever. Yeah. I don't even wash my kids with this much soap when like they shit themselves. 3 times. And then I check it and it's still working. Throw it in my coat pocket and forget about it for 24 hours. And then I start to use it again.
Oh, yeah. Short-term memory loss.
Then, well, I'm kind of feeling weird. So then, like, I take some antiseptic stuff. This is, like, when it was first, like, readily available. Just coat the fucking thing with this antibacterial stuff. And then 2 days later, I get laid off. And I gladly went, oh, here's the phone, because I knew they recycled them.
Did you have problems with, like, you thought the phone worked well, but could people understand you on the other side? Because I know I got, my phone got sprinkled, not from that, from the actual sprinkler, left it out on the patio table. And I think for, like, 3 days afterwards, nobody could understand a word I was saying, but I could understand them.
Brett, you sound like you're in a bucket of piss.
You know what? From what I could tell, they could. And then, of course, you know, not that I'm spiteful or anything or carry
damn
a grudge.
Damn T-Mobile.
But 2 weeks after I was laid off, I did call the number again. I got some, I don't know, fucking happy 22-year-old, probably assistant account executive, who got her voicemail, and then on her messenger said, how does it feel to have a phone that's been dropped and pissed on in the office?
All right, so let me sum this up. You two have actually fished your own stuff out of the toilet, washed it, and continued to use it. Whereas I had
the
cleaning crew clean somebody else's dung off the floor. No, I had the cleaning crew clean somebody else's dung off the floor. So who's worse
they
in this story?
I thought it was yours, though.
Yeah,
okay, let's move this thing on.
I'm siding with Jen on this one and myself. And Tone,
you
I think
called
you...
called for a friend? Yeah, that friend.
Dude, if I would have gone into the bathroom and seen the twirly, twinkly eyes up there, I would have been, like, out. I would have been out. You went as far as grabbing the ribbed plunger and trying to do the devil's dirty work, and all of a sudden there's fucking like Cosby kids floating on the floor, and you sit down and play Tetris on your phone.
I did
that
not.
Is
I called the cleaning.
Weird.
I called the cleaning crew.
Ambition, at least you didn't get to accomplish.
All right, we're moving this on. Email time. I have one email to read. This one comes from a good friend out there somewhere in Florida. Jason says that in the camping episode, neighbor Dave fucked up the line from "I'm gonna get you, sucker." In the way that only a thoroughbred cracker from the suburbs could. Hey, Jason, agreed. Now, with that, I'm going to play my song.
Wait a second. Does Jason have any comments on the guest from North Carolina during the hurricane at that time? Was that the same episode?
That was the same episode.
Fuck!
No, he doesn't give a shit about you.
God damn it, that was a good cameo. My life was in danger.
All right, so hey, I'm playing my song. I'm going with Rob Zombie again, all right? But this time, Rob Zombie covering Brick House with...
Oh!
with... Yes. Wait, get this. With Lionel Richie.
What? Oh, fuck.
house.
Yes.
I want the headphones. I want to hear this.
Oh, I'll play it for you. But before this, I just want to play you a little outtake of testing the mics earlier in the day. You're going to hear Brickhouse as only two thoroughbred crackers could.
All right, you try it first. You try it first. Wait, I already did.
She's like a brick house.
Ow. She wants the money.
Money, money, money.
She's letting it all hang out.
Out, out, out.
All right, no, wait. No, Dave, you try it alone.
My God, please don't ever do that.
Well, she's a brick house.
All right, now try it, or you scrub the timing totally. Okay. Jeez. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Me?
Yeah.
How the story goes.
She knows she's got everything the woman needs to give a man. Hey. How can she live with a 6 years?
36, 24, 36, what a winning hand.
Wow, she's a brick house. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty, just a letting it out.
Like an Amazon, wow.
The crew she wears are sexy ways. It's all they wish
for younger days, wow, wow.
She knows she's built in no time to please. Showing up can knock a stone man to his knees.
Wow, she's a brick house. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty. Just a letting it all hang.
Yep. Hi.
Okay. Hey. All right. We're in.
We're back.
All right. So, what do you think? Lionel Richie, some rapper chick, and Rob Zombie. Do they pull it off or do they not pull it off?
It was pretty fucking hot.
I liked it.
I don't like the moaning, groaning women that Rob Zombie seems to have to put in about 30% of his songs. Seriously, is it offensive, stupid, done, or what? Didn't notice.
I don't listen to a lot of Rob Zombie, so I couldn't say it was overdone because I don't really give him the time of day most of the time.
Ugh.
Sorry. I thought it was funny.
Okay.
As a marketing business owner, I have to appreciate the branding quality of his singers.
Okay.
I hear the moaning. I hear the groaning. I hear Rob Zombie. I go, that's Rob Zombie.
All right. Excellent. Okay, like so it. From here, we are moving it into the midget hour.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me, midgets? Seriously.
I told you we were going to talk about this.
Seriously.
Yes.
Oh, fuck that shit. I'm married to one. I'm out.
Out.
Dude, seriously, sit down. Out. You knew we were doing this crap.
Well,
you knew.
Bum. She's just a fuck really short bum. Person.
Whatever. She's a midget. Fuck this shit.
Sit down, out. Fucker. Sit down.
I'm gone.
All right, so hold on. Time out.
Brett
in the... Okay, recap. All right, so, first of all, Jen and I in the studio, Glory Hole Studio, I know Brett's wife. She's not a fucking midget, so...
She's not a midget. She's a very hot, petite woman.
Right, so, I don't know what his deal is. Well, we've put in calls to his intrepid iPhone, and we've called neighbor Dave to wander in sooner or later. So, in the meantime, Jen, what'd you bring us?
I brought a song from the Pixies.
Excellent, okay.
And, you know, I have to, like, kind of confess, I thought Frank Black was so hot.
You thought this before you saw pictures of him?
I didn't have cable. I didn't see music videos. I was just a wayward preteen listening to some pretty awesome music, I have to say.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, his voice is amazing. And he croons. And
agreed, Frank.
He's got some pipes. I had him pictured in my head, like tall, dark, you know, stringy guitar arms, gritty tattoos, tall, kind of lanky, but, you know, the muscular arms come from
and what
a
does,
couple different things, anybody but I'm going to say from playing the guitar all the time. Either way, I was in love with the Pixies, and I thought he was so hot, and then we got cable.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to know what Frank Black really looks at, Google the
devastated.
Shit out of it. He's a him.
Black Francis, you are an amazing musician, but crap, I was devastated.
All right, and what's the name of the song you wrote?
Nimrod's Son.
Excellent, excellent choice. Now, neighbor Brett has bugged off into the nighttime. Here we are sitting at 1 in the morning. Neighbor Dave, thank you for answering the call. What do you got to say?
The call of the wild.
He's sipping brandy again. Jeez, dude, do you ever put the brandy down?
Every time I'm here.
Yes, word. Okay, so we have brought you here for midget hour. This is midget time. More appropriately, what do we call this? Achondroplasia hour.
Achondroplasia or achondroplasia.
Achondroplasia.
Yes, achondroplasia.
What the hell is achondroplasia?
Please. Dude, it's a midget. Do you guys know the legal height of a midget?
It's the condition.
It's actually
a growth condition.
4'10". If you are 4'11", you ain't no fucking midget.
What are you,
Jen? 4'10"'s...
You're close. Come on now.
You're lucky the glory hole is in the way because you just about got slapped.
You're gonna leap over it.
I am 5'1¾". Typically, I'm also wearing 3 to 4 inch heels.
You know you're in bad shape when you gotta quote the 3/4.
It's important.
Hey, it's not a far shot, right?
It's important.
Jen, ask me how tall I am.
How tall are you, Tony?
Taller than you, motherfucker. Okay, so anyways.
Oh, okay.
Dave, how tall are you?
Well, I'm bigger than both of you, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All
right, so hey, do you guys want to know the average height of the person with achondroplasia in the United States?
Didn't you just tell us that?
No, that's the legal height. Like, if you're in court being tried as a midget murderer versus a normal-sized murderer, you're going to, if 4'10" is the cutoff.
I wonder how that would affect your sentence when you get a shorter sentence. Sorry.
Okay.
You would get an achondroplasic sentence. No, okay, wait. Average height for the achondroplasiatic dude in the United States is 4 foot.
Or check.
So, Jen, you got the average midget beat by at least, 11 inches.
Yeah, bitches!
Suck it short, people.
All right, yes. The reason I wanted to bring up Midget Hour is because I was reminded of a story in Vegas last fall when my wife, lovely wife Becca, and I were out there. And we were walking down, the big strip, the main strip, whatever. And there was gobs and gobs of people when somebody who looked exactly like Wee Man came stumbling down a flight of stairs down into the sidewalk and stumbled face first into my wife's butt, basically. I mean, he basically butt-hugged her.
From what I've seen of Wee Man, and I've watched a lot of Jackass, I'm a classy lady. It probably was Wee Man.
Oh, I think it was, because the minute he realized he had butt-hugged her, he started spinning around in a circle, waggling his tongue, going, la, 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 to which, after he spun two circles, he put one foot in the air and fell flat fucking on his little 4-foot-old face.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, it was terrible, man.
He fell face down?
Face down. And he didn't stop going, la, 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 until his tongue hit the pavement. I mean, it was horrible, man. So and
that's
we
a professional there
for sure. So Jen, we've worked this, and I know you've got a chondroplasia story out there somewhere.
I've had a few run-ins.
A few
runovers,
more than one.
Yeah, well, it's only a half hour or so podcast.
Yeah, try to get this done in 80 seconds or less.
Give us your best midget story.
My absolute best. It's from a few years ago. A group of friends going to a St. Paul Saints game. We're at a local bar in the area. It had a shuttle to the game. Brilliant. So we're drinking at the bar. We're drinking on the shuttle. We're drinking at the game. So we get back to the bar at the end of the night. The Saints won. Woo! Smashed. We are completely and utterly smashed. The men were better because they had to buy their own drinks. Most of the people in the group were responsible and went home after getting back to the bar. A few of us were not.
How many were we talking? Like a group of...
Four. It was four. It was two couples.
Four girls, four guys?
No, it was two girls, two guys. We kind of thought that'd be great to play pool. However, we were way too smashed. It was not happening. The guys tried a little bit. The girls could barely stand up straight. There was a woman in a beer costume. We got pictures taken. It was brilliant. Having lots of fun. All of a sudden, in walks in a group of midgets. They were like eight strong.
It's a thundering herd of midgets, eight strong. I like this. Okay.
Eight
now we're
strong.
Getting to the achondroplasiacs.
And we're not in the restaurant
now,
or the bar part.
That is a rare occasion.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you see one midget, let alone a herd.
Oh, yeah. I've hunted those fuckers. I barely see them at all.
It was a good night. So eight strong come waltzing in. And I'm telling you, we're not at the bar. We're not at the restaurant. We are in the pool section of the place. They're here to play pool.
Midgets can't. Okay.
I didn't think they could play pool either. So they're standing at the tables. forehead level to the top of the table, lifting their arms over their heads, like she's shooting balls and playing better than I would play.
Okay, wait. So they're shooting but barely being able to get their eyeballs.
They can't see. They can't see the top of the table. There's no way. They're shooting over their heads, and they've got a token tall girl. And she's got to be about 5'10". She's pretty tall, and she's wearing a mini skirt.
Nice.
So we see, like, the shooting over the
head. Wait a minute. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Are you making this shit up?
Oh, I said eight, but yeah, pretty close. Snow White, I'm not making it up.
Hooker White and the Eight Dwarves?
Hooker White and the Eight Dwarves.
Oh, I like this.
They're shooting over their heads. They've got a token tall chick in a mini skirt, so every once in a while there's peeks down. And me and my girlfriend, who are completely smashed, are sitting at a high top right off the side of the pool tables, and we're whispering to each other. You know how smashed people whisper? Here is what she said. Oh my God, do you see those midgets over there? They're playing pool.
They're 1 foot away from you, right?
No, they were like 4 feet away from us.
Okay, but right.
Yeah. And here's my
average
response.
Average height of a midget, by the way.
Here's my response, and this is...
You could have laid one midget in that distance.
I'm not talking loud for radio. This is my whisper voice at the time. I think they prefer to be called little people. It was so bad, and we couldn't stop laughing.
Did you get your ass attacked by eight midgets in Snow White?
Okay, they must have been bigger people than we were.
Wait, say that again?
They must have been bigger people than we were, because there is no way that they did not hear us whispering.
It takes a big man to ignore those shitty comments you were making.
Yes. But there's no way they didn't hear. And the two gentlemen who were well-behaved that we were with were, like, rolling their sleeves up. They were scared as shit that they were going to have a pack of angry midgets jumping on them and attacking them.
Awesome segue.
It didn't happen. I think a couple of people were ushered out shortly after, maybe myself and my girlfriend. But yeah, they were seriously afraid they were going to get attacked by an angry pack of midgets.
Well, you know, I didn't know this before we moved into this neighborhood, but in order to be attacked by an angry pack of midgets, you need to go to Hungary. Neighbor Dave, take us away.
Okay, I know where this is going.
Right. I've teased this one for a while. I want to hear the Hungarian midget attack story.
I can't wait to hear this
Death
story.
Metal!
Okay, so... Well, they wouldn't meet the average height of midgets.
How big are midgets? What are they?
They're tiny people. They're gypsies.
Hungarians are like these certain
They're Hungarian gypsies.
Okay.
And gypsies are not set to one country. They're kind of in Eastern Europe, a lot of gypsies around. But they're small. They're tiny people.
Okay. Waify?
So it's not quite midgets, but it's close. I came into Budapest and... I met up with a group of guys, and we started partying, and we partied hard for like a week in Hungary, in Budapest. And these guys were we became such good friends that we actually decided we were going to travel to Prague together. But before we left, we found out that over the weekend, there was a blues festival in Budapest that was free.
I thought it was death metal festival. Okay.
No, it was blues.
Okay.
Blues music.
Okay.
So we decided to stay for the weekend, and so the day came of the concert. We went down, and it was in an open-air park in Budapest, and we came into the gate, got into the concert, and as soon as we got in, there was a little gypsy fucker standing there, started bothering my friend, saying,
fucker.
No, he was trying to get money from us for, like, stupid shit, like guiding us through the park and shit like that, and my friend was basically told him to fuck off.
This happens a lot in Europe, though, right?
He probably had to feed like 15 of his little gypsy children.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. But my friend told
him. You are a hard ass.
My friend told him to fuck off. And so that was it.
Okay.
The concert went on. And, you know, a couple hours later, we were in a part where we couldn't see the stage really well. So a couple of us decided to go down to the stage because you could walk right up to it. And there was three of us. We went right down to the stage. We're sitting there looking up at the musicians, checking out the band. It was pretty cool. We're jamming out and stuff. And my buddy on my right, I looked over and he was gone. I didn't know where the fuck he went.
Are you worried?
Absconded.
I turned.
Absconded. Wow.
Right. Okay, so I turn around.
It's the word of the day.
Achondroplasiated.
Okay. I turn around and about 15 feet behind me.
Scotted by an achondroplasiatic.
Okay.
Okay, so about 15 feet behind me is my buddy. He is down on the ground. Oh. And there are about 15 these little gypsy fuckers like feeding the shit out of him. He's on the ground. They're wailing on him. They're kicking him. They're punching him. And so I run over there and I start throwing gypsies off of him.
You know? Okay.
I toss maybe two or three of these guys. They're tiny, right? Okay. They're fucking midgets, right?
Well, so, not legally, but
might as well.
Right.
Little people.
Okay. So
little people.
Enough that I could just toss them. And I toss like two or three of these guys off of my buddy. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know is I'm on my back and they're fucking hounding me.
Eight angry midget Hungarian midgets, right?
Yeah, picturing,
it was a mob.
I'm picturing
Gulliver's
Travels.
There must have been like, I swear there were like 15 on my buddy and there was like 10 on me. And all of a sudden
they're just crawling out of nowhere.
They had their little ropes.
They're punching me in the fucking kidneys and kicking me in the nuts.
Oh, Gulliver's Travels when they're roping down the giant.
Exactly.
Thank God somebody understands me finally. I've searched for this my whole life.
Okay, but there's one guy who actually bit down onto my neck. Like,
he fucking bit you?
He was biting
was
my
he
neck
a vampire?
So fucking hard. It really fucking hurt, and I flipped out. I just went fucking
Oh,
nuts.
This takes it to the next level. This yeah. DEFCON 4 or whatever.
And this time, you know, it's not, I don't know karate, but I know crazy, so I just went fucking nuts.
Crazy. Right?
And I just started throwing haymakers, and I got up on my feet, and I just started punching everything that came near me.
Did you lay waste to the landscape?
Absolutely. I yes. did. This was like my moment of glory, right? And I run over, and I throw the rest of the gypsies off my friend, and then he's on his feet and ready to fight. And all of a sudden, like 20 gypsies just whoop, disappear into the crowd. They are gone.
What happened?
That's it?
That's it.
The fuckers disappear?
They just they melted into the crowd. They were gone. They were tiny people, so they could just like duck in between people, and they were gone.
Were you able to guess Rumpelstiltskin or something? I'm sorry.
fail.
It's a nice try, but I don't know about that one.
Yeah, there was probably like two or three of them packed in your back pockets you didn't even know about.
What crazy magic caused all the little people to disappear?
Dude, that's fucking brilliant, man.
So I wake up the next day. And I got a perfect symmetry teeth marks on my neck.
Like, oh, nice.
The full mouth all the way around. It was nasty.
Yeah, like
Did
a bruise,
you get, like,
right?
A shot for that?
No. I was traveling by myself. I didn't have insurance and that kind of shit, so no.
As a guy who's bit one
but
or two
okay.
people, you tend to bruise
what?
People before you break the skin.
Yeah, so
you
there
had
a
bruise,
little,
right?
There was a little bit of blood coming out, but most of it.
There's going to be a point where you're going to have to explain
bruising.
That remark.
Never mind. I want to know that. I mean, you got bled by a gypsy in Hungary.
Exactly.
Oh, that's jacked up. Okay, so there it is, everybody. Dave's amazing Hungarian gypsy midget motherfucker story. That's you're the only person I know. You're the only person I know that's actually been bled by a gypsy. Congratulations. So hey, we got to take this thing out. We're coming up on a bunch of minutes. Neighbor Jen, thank you for swinging by.
You're welcome. Keeping it classy.
Neighbor Dave, on short notice, we're going to have to go talk neighbor Brett down from his whatever fucking phobia he's got. Mustard phobia, I don't know. Hey, everybody, I want a big shout out. People listening in Kansas, Seattle, and a couple motherfuckers in England and Germany. I have no idea how you people hooked up with this, but whatever. Thank you very much. Tell your friends. Make us rich. Dave, what do you got to take us out?
Okay, so to take us out, we got a song by Beck. It's on his album from Mellow Gold. And the song is Fucking With My Head.
All right. Yeah. Ow! Yeah.
Robbing me, but all I got is cornbread.